Hello and welcome to episode 222 of the Enough Podcast. My name is Mike Hurley and I am joined by Mr. Patrick Roan. Hello, sir, how are you?
I'm doing great. I have a great idea.
Okay.
Wait, no, okay. Sit back for this. Are you ready? Because here's the thing. Truly original ideas come along far, far too seldom.
Okay.
And really, there's no such thing, but we can talk about that, that there really isn't a such thing as a truly original idea. But truly, like, ideas that seem original usually come out of just simply taking two or three ideas that no one has bothered to just mash together before. But I digress. We're going to call this the Enough Newsletter from now on. I'm seriously, how cool would that be, right? It's a newsletter that's really a podcast.
He's trolling me, everyone. That is what he's doing right now. He's trolling me. I'm going to set the stage.
Okay.
So last week, Patrick Roan, Dave Kalo, and CJ Chilvers launched a thing.
A project.
A thing that they called the Unrecorded Podcast. And the premise of the Unrecorded Podcast is every week,
We haven't really set a schedule yet.
Of course you haven't. every time Dave, Patrick, and CJ get together for a regular chat where they basically record, well, they basically do a podcast. So they get together and they talk about stuff like me and Pat do, or like any of your favorite shows do.
But all sorts of stuff, too. It could be just about anything. I mean, because we have a lot of similar interests, Dave and CJ and I.
You do indeed, which would make for a really entertaining show.
Yeah, it would be.
But unfortunately, my words, not theirs, they do not record this podcast. All they do is send out the show notes as a newsletter.
Yes. That's just brilliant. I'm still bowled over by how
define brilliant. By brilliant, do you mean not what people want?
What do you mean, not what people want? We have loads of subscribers, and the responses to the first episode, which is really episode two. Once again, you know, that's part of the shtick, was great. I mean, really fantastic.
Good.
Like, by newsletter standards and by just engagement standards. Lots of people on board with this. Lots of people we respect and admire have begged to be on the show.
Okay.
Show being
it's not a show, though, really, is it?
It's not really kind of a
by
show.
By your own definition, it's not a show.
Yeah.
To
be a guest.
To contribute to a newsletter.
To contribute to the conversation.
Which is turned into a newsletter.
Which we then take important information that could help, information that you need to know, and put that into a newsletter. Yes.
So I've been thinking about a website.
Okay.
It's called minimalmic.com.
Okay, I'm liking this already. This is great.
Basically, what I do is I write a 2,000-word blog post, and I remove all of the letters and just publish the spaces.
Oh, my gosh. That would be huge. Mike, do you understand? I would link to that in a heartbeat.
I'm sure that you would, because you don't record podcasts anymore.
I'm recording this one. What are you talking about?
So I have to thank you.
Okay.
Because your thing lit a fire in me to write something.
To write. Oh, my gosh. I know. That's...
I mean, like, you've kind of won.
Almost as ironic as a podcast that's actually a newsletter.
It fired me up so much that I, a podcaster, wrote something. I guess you win at that point. But it wasn't just you. Like, that week, last week was kind of a saying a tough week is actually no. It was a tough week for me. I was thinking a lot about podcasting. There was a couple of things, a couple of posts. There was this thing that you guys do, and there was a lot of discussion. Harry Marks, wrote a thing that I didn't really agree with, and I appreciated it, and there were some parts of it that I did agree with, but some parts got my goat a little bit. We had a funny week on Bionic. I think me and Matt, we made an episode that we enjoyed, but we were quite self-conscious of. So those sort of three things together contributed to me maybe wanting to talk about the craft a little bit. Because it was weird, because, I mean, we usually get very, very positive comments for Bionic, but we got a couple. Like, I mean, we got as many positive comments as we always get, but we got, like, maybe two or three negative ones, and one negative thing is always what is, you know, always makes a bigger impact than a thousand positive things.
Yeah, unfortunately, but oftentimes true.
It is very unfortunate.
I mean, that's common for those of us who create, right?
You've probably because been experiencing that with the unrecorded podcast, right? Sure.
Absolutely. No, absolutely not. No.
Because you're above everyone else.
No, it's not that I'm above everyone else. It's that, unfortunately, we can't put the explicit tag for what my response should have been to that, but that's okay. But you can bleep that stuff, right? No, you don't edit anything. That's right.
I do edit curse words because I care about my listeners.
So like I said before we started this, and you goaded me into actually talking about this as one of our topics today, is that this is kind of a bigger conversation just in general about recognizing that the things that get to us are not about the things, that they're about us. Right? In other words, I can't do anything about you disliking the idea of a podcast that's really a newsletter. Or not liking that we've called what is essentially a newsletter a podcast, despite the fact that we go through all of the motions of a podcast, except for hitting the record button. But I digress. That's you. You feel that way. And I can't change that. I can't convince you to feel otherwise. I can't even be the one to say that it's okay that you feel that way, right? That you have to have that within yourself, right? And that you have to control that within yourself. It's not that I'm above feeling that way. If I get a negative comment, it resonates and it hits me harder maybe than some of the positive ones, but that's on me. That has nothing to do with that comment or that commenter, or that person holds more weight than any of the others, or that the good outweighs the bad, or whatever. It's not about that, right? It's all about how I choose to feel about that thing. And all I need to do is to choose not to feel that way about that thing. To choose to feel differently, that these things are a choice. And we've discussed this before on the podcast. I can't remember what episode, and out of 220-something, don't expect me to.
It gets too difficult now, except the Blackmark
episode. It really does, right? Except for episode 14. We've talked about this before, right? Is that hard for a lot of people to do? Yes, it's darn hard for a lot of people to do. But guess what? It's the only thing that works, because it's a fact, right? It's the truth. So you can't, you know, all you can do is either decide that you're going to be okay with feeling that way about X, Y, or Z, or decide that you're not and change it. But we give things weight.
That's not like, it's not an easy thing to do. And I think that, I mean, I don't even think that needs to be a conscious decision that you make. You just instinctively do something. So where I feel bad about that happening, I don't feel nearly as bad as I did when that happened 3 months ago, 4 months ago, a year ago. because in my mind, I'm like, well, I know I need to deal with this because this is always going to happen. So it's not like I've said to myself, well, I'm just not going to feel bad about that anymore, because I don't feel, for me at least, that that is actually possible to do, like to just be like, I'm just going to turn my feelings off. And I'm not saying that was what you said, but
No, that's not what I said. But yeah.
I know that. I'm just saying that that's, you know, an interpretation of that.
Yeah.
You know, because that's not necessarily possible to do, but what I do in those situations, I'm getting better at dealing with them, but, you know, sometimes these things bubble up.
Yeah. Well, and in this particular case, and, you know, I mean, you know, I think we have to weigh where it's important for us to take a stance or to feel a certain way about a certain thing, right? You know, for instance, oh gosh, you know, I don't know a good analogy, but, you know, us calling this project the Unrecorded Podcast, when in fact it's not technically a podcast. In the grand scheme of things, it's not as, you know, say, important, or should not matter as much to you as, I don't know, some random guy on the street calling you a racist when you're not a racist, or you know what I mean? Like, you know, that there's a level of degrees to this, right? And that the other choice that we all make is to where to place those things on that level of importance, right? And that where we decide to place those things on the level of importance, yes, like you said, changes with time, right? But also that's a conscious decision, right? Or can be made to be a conscious decision. Oftentimes we allow it to be a subconscious one. But in fact, you know, all it takes to take something from something subconscious to something conscious is to consciously think about what your subconscious is doing. You know, and I think that that's, like I said, this is all part of a larger conversation about how we react to our feelings and emotions and to the situations that we find ourselves in and how we choose to act or react to those. And in this particular instance, we make it very clear as we possibly can up front, that the Unrecorded Podcast is not something that you're going to listen to. Not only does it say it right there above the box on the sign-up page, but when you click the Learn More link, there is not only a statement of this in the kind of, you know, short version of the description of what this is, but there's a fact that spells it out very explicitly. And so it's not like we're duping anyone. No one has come to us and said, hey, I thought there was going to be a podcast. You know, everyone knows up front what this is. And they, those who have signed up, seem to be enjoying it. And ultimately, that's all I wanted. That's all Dave, CJ, and I wanted, was to take this thing that we were doing anyway and put it out there in a way that we thought would be fun to do, would be interesting to do, and that everyone would, everyone who gets it would get it. You know what I mean?
But why?
And those that don't, that's fine.
Why did you choose this over actually releasing the conversation that you're having?
Oh, wow.
Like, why don't the three of you just, I mean, I'm not being stupid, like, why don't the three of you just contribute to a newsletter? Like, why do you get together and have a conversation for multiple hours and do all of the things that you do in a podcast, like creating show notes that do not have context when you read them without listening to the audio?
Yeah, like, we're going to change that a little bit. We're going to add a little bit of context.
Like, that was one of the things that actually frustrated me the most out of the, like, the, like, I understand, To say I understand what you're trying to do, I can see from your perspective, like, I still think that it would be, for me personally, I would enjoy it a lot more if I could listen to your conversation, but the out-of-context show notes I found strange, but you kind of just answered that. But why don't you just release it as a podcast? Like, why don't you want to do that?
Oh, geez. There are several answers to that, and I'll try to run through kind of the higher level ones as briefly as possible. Number one, we have the freedom to talk as long as we want about anything we want.
Podcast does not stop you doing that.
I would argue that it does. I would argue that there are conversations that you have when you're talking to a group of friends that would change if you knew they were being recorded.
So why does it not change when you're writing notes about them?
In the same way that I don't write necessarily the way that I talk, right? That they're two different things, right? I'm sorry. The question was?
Why doesn't it change if you're publishing notes about them?
Well, because then you're getting the nouns and not all the verbs, as it were. It's the difference between a Cliff Notes summary and reading a book. And if you were to sit down at a table with a bunch of buddies and have some beers and, you know, talk about anything you wanted, knowing that it wasn't recorded, your conversation might be different than a conversation that you would have if you were recording it. But I bet in either one of those conversations, we could take out just the subjects.
Okay.
And link to those, right? And that, for me, one of the interesting things and one of the reasons why with at least episode 2, our first pass at this, I actually was the one that argued for as little context as possible, is to... I think that there is art in mystery. That what we bring to art when we view art comes from within, does not come from the artist, and does not come from the work itself, right? We have our own ideas about why Mona Lisa is smiling. We have our own ideas about why the Van Gogh self-portrait, includes this, that, or the other. You know, we're bringing our own assumptions and ideas to this work, and our enjoyment of the work is actually based on those and not necessarily, and not always on the work alone by itself. It's the reason why some people will look at the painting of the pipe that says, this is not a pipe, and say, I don't get it. It's a painting of a pipe, but it says it's not a pipe. While someone else comes and says, okay, I get the irony there, I get the joke, I get the whimsical nature of that very idea, and plus it's a damn fine pipe. It's a really nice painting. And I also understand the movement that painting came out of, that there was a movement of this kind of abstract absurdism, and that it was making a statement as much about that pipe as it was about the world. And that all of that together makes that painting of the pipe that says it's not a pipe a work of art. And that's the difference between it being a work of art and simply a joke. What I believe we are doing here is a work of art. Part of, and it's in a way performance art. And part of that work means that we have to allow the space for wonder and mystery, for people to bring their own perceptions and ideas and understandings to the table, because then and only then will it appear as art in their eyes. I'm not sure how accurately that answers your question, but that's the best answer I can give you.
Okay.
And, you know, the deal with the context is this. It's not, I'm still in favor of as little context as possible, right? The problem with the lack of context there is that you're not sure necessarily where any of these links lead to, right? So you don't know if this link is going to go to a YouTube video of Ronnie James Dio singing your all-time favorite television hits. And if it is, it's going to be the funniest thing that you've heard in a very long time. I mean, it's hilarious. I literally have spent 30 years searching for this. I'm not joking about that. Because I originally heard this on a radio show when I was 16. And I couldn't find it. And somehow Dave and CJ managed to. But the problem, of course, is that if you get this thing at work and you click on that link and all of a sudden you've got, you know, Ronnie James Dio singing your all-time favorite television hits. You know, it's going to autoplay and... You get what I'm saying, right? So we need to provide at least some context to say, you know, here's a video that Patrick's been searching for since he was 16. Or you get what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, like I do.
There's got to be enough context there that people have an understanding of what they're clicking before they click on it. But not so much that it ruins... that it ruins the mystery behind the connections, right? So, but now that you've seen that, now you can make that mental leap as to how we ended up talking about 70s television shows and going to Ronnie James Dio singing television hits and going to mistakes in Van Halen songs and go, you get what I'm saying? You can form the idea of how that conversation might have gone in your own head. And you might be right and you might be wrong, but guess what? It doesn't matter. Because what makes it interesting is you're bringing that to the table. You're not being told how it happened. And you know, quite frankly, I mean, it is altogether possible that Dave, CJ, and I will do some actual podcast at some point in time together.
And then I will claim myself the winner and hang up my boots.
No. And I think it will end up being much, much, much different than what this is.
I think more than anything else, I just want to hear the show. I know I'd enjoy it. I want to hear it. And, you know, this is a method of entertainment that I believe very, very strongly in. And I think that it should be a method of entertainment that is respected in its purest form, which in essence is what we're doing right now. I think that everything that goes around it is only enforces it, but and adds on it. Yeah. So, you know, show notes... descriptions, that sort of stuff, they add to the work in the same way that I don't believe in content editing because I feel that everything that is said in a show adds to the overall show. And, you know, so I don't really like to do that.
I can appreciate that standpoint.
I'm just, you know...
Just as long as you recognize and appreciate that standpoint, if listened to throughout history, would have meant no Mozart.
To compare those two things is very unfair. It's very unfair to me and my viewpoint. Because you basically say that I am wrong because that means there is no art. If I am right, there is no art.
No, that means that there are no rules, my friend. It's not disparaging to you necessarily at all. I'm just saying that the moment that you put rules around words and around ideas and around concepts is the moment that you limit them. And the moment that you limit them, it stifles creativity. You stifle creativity is the moment that you begin to lose art.
I wish that you were creative of a podcast by creating a creative podcast as opposed to stripping out the podcast and leaving nothing left.
See, I think I do that every week, friend.
Oh, don't you do that to me.
Don't you do that to me. But I have a more crucial question for you, Michael. You wanted this. You know what that question is going to be, right?
I thought I did. No, I'm not so sure.
Will you please come on as a guest? Please?
Oh, God.
Please. Come see what we're doing. It might make you feel differently.
It's only fair that to you guys that I do, because I have been very open in my feelings about it. And
yes.
So it is only fair to you that I come on to your unshow and talk and berate you all for 90 minutes about why you're doing it wrong. I think that's only fair to you.
Well, the beautiful thing is all of that berating will end up as a link in the show notes.
Well, I'll record it on my end and release it.
Oh, dude. Go for it. Go for it. I'm going to say go for it. Good luck with that.
I will record it, though, because I record all my Skype conversations are recorded for redundancy.
Oh, gosh. You're crazy. You're just insane.
Maybe I'll release it. Maybe I'll release it in this feed for people.
So I'm totally going to send you a doodle at some point here in the next 24 hours, and we'll get it on the schedule. Probably looking at sometime early to mid November.
I'm happy.
We have our first guest tomorrow.
Okay.
Merlin Mann is going to be a guest on the Unrecorded Podcast.
See, that kills people.
Oh, can you only imagine though? This is made for Merlin. You and I both know that this is made for Merlin, man.
Well, no, I think that Merlin's at his best when you can hear him.
I would guess that Merlin feels he's best when he is free to go down as many crazy existential rat holes as he possibly can, and it just plain don't matter.
But I still say you could do that in podcast form. There is nothing stopping you from having. Well,
he does it almost every week. I'm back to work. You and I both know that.
Oh, well, when you say back to work, do you mean that list of show notes?
When I say yes, that list of show notes that he sends out via MailChimp, which, to be honest with you, part of the inspiration for this idea.
Okay, then I never need to contact.
We're going to talk about that. Because, like, so here's the thing. All right, so here's the other part of this idea.
Shall I talk about Squarespace quickly and then?
Okay, fine. Yeah, because we need to put a link to them in the show notes. There's a link in the Unrecorded Podcast. There's a link to Squarespace right there in the show notes, and they're not even sponsoring the Unrecorded Podcast. So there you go.
But you'll never know why. So this episode is brought to you by the fine folks over at Squarespace, who give you absolutely everything that you need to create an exceptional website, and they do this by making it fast and easy. You can put your own professional website, you maybe want to put an online portfolio, a store, a blog, whatever you want to make. Squarespace gives you all of the tools that you need to do that. For a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com and use the offer code TALLYHO10. Squarespace, they have some awesome features that I really love. They have beautiful designs that you're going to love, and they have really excellent support that are there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They have 20 beautiful templates that you can take advantage of that have won numerous design awards from prestigious institutions like the Webbies and Forbes. And they give you tools that you can tweak, create, craft your own unique space online. You can choose fonts, change colors, and you can lay out your pages in their WYSIWYG page building stuff. That's really awesome. Their 24-hour, 7-day-a-week support that I mentioned is staffed by over 70 employees in Squarespace's office in New York City. They're always available for you. But if you don't want to contact support, they have a great knowledge base and they have loads of tutorial videos and stuff. If you need or want any help with setting up your site on Squarespace, you can, if you are a designer, developer, you can develop your own template on top of Squarespace's solid infrastructure. You don't have to use one of the beautiful templates that they have if you don't want to. But what this means is you're going to get fantastic hosting, you're going to get great caching, you don't have to worry about installing software or configuring your database. You can choose a content management system that shares your high standard of design, ensuring that your clients or you is going to get a great experience on the back end on top of a great looking website. Well, you go and try this out for yourself. I think you're going to love Squarespace. I do. We all do. I think that you will too. Squarespace plans start at just $8 a month and they include a free domain name if you sign up for a year. So go to squarespace.com, sign up for a free trial, and use the offer code TALLYHO10 to get 10% off and show your support for this Enough program.
Yes, please do. So here's the deal with podcasts, right? And that is that.
Here's the deal with podcasts. Here's the deal with podcasts.
Let me give it to you straight. Okay.
Here's the deal with Tumblr blogs.
This is it. It's all you need to know. No, all you need to know is that they take time to listen to, and that's why people tend to listen to them in those kind of in between spaces, right? Like when they're commuting, you know, they're driving or they're on a subway or something like that, right? You know, generally they're maybe doing something else while they're listening. Maybe they're cooking or they're working on something and they're listening to it in the background or what have you. But the bottom line is that these things take time. I can't even begin to tell you the last time I listened to a back to work straight through.
That's okay though.
Right? You know, and the times I have listened to back to work, it's been maybe 5 minutes here, then maybe another 20 minutes here, and then maybe 10 minutes there. And, you know, I'm getting interrupted and whatnot. But it's to the point now where it's like, you know, well, gosh, you know, this is all interesting stuff. And even the kind of crazy tangents that Merlin often goes on, it's always interesting stuff. And it almost always ties back to whatever the main point eventually ends up being. But I almost never get to listen to that show. Yet I find Merlin's ideas and subjects and the things he talks about fascinating. They have this great newsletter that gets sent out with the show notes. And what's great about it is, with Merlin, you get links to just the craziest random stuff, you know? Because he's always reading obtuse Wikipedia articles and, like, making strange, you know, art school references and just bizarre, right? And so you get this link of these show notes, and it's really nicely done, very nicely formatted, and he provides, you know, there's context there. That's my interaction with his show, has become those show notes.
Well, I can see how you ended up the place that you ended up, but my, you know, rebuttal, as I keep giving, is that I think that back to work is better for the show, listening to the show and listening to Merlin and Dan and Merlin and his special guest this week. So I'll tell you about afterwards. I don't want to spoil it in case people hear this before it comes out.
All right.
It's not me. I think that the show's better for that.
I don't disagree. I think it probably is.
But you're trying. I know you're trying something, and I know you. How I interact with the show. I have known you for long enough to know how you do these things, and this is you spreading your wings and trying something. I know that's what you do. I know that. That's you. That is Patrick Rowan. That's the Patrick Rowan that I fell in love with 3 years ago.
Is that I come up with crazy ideas and I try them, and unfortunately, some of them work and work really well. And this is one of those that, at least so far, is working and working really well. Could be fine-tuned a bit here and there, but it certainly is 95% of what I think is great. And I'm excited for it, and I'm glad other people seem to be excited for it, and we're going to keep doing it. It's just that plain and simple.
I hope that you do. And I hope you release it as a podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Then we'd have to change the name of the show.
I'm really pleased that we had this conversation.
I am too.
I know that you kind of didn't want to.
No, it's not that. It's just I thought this was settled. That's all.
It is settled.
But no, I think, I think the conversation is good. It's plenty of free promotion for the podcast,
and wouldn't want to that was one of the reasons I actually did want to talk about it, is because I think that you should talk about it on the show. It's a project that you do, and I feel like not talking about it, you are you're holding back deserved promotion that it should have.
Yeah,
because this is a place that we
it requires
that.
No additional listening time from our listeners. This is something that you can sign up for at unrecordedpodcast.com and get to your email inbox. And just like any email that comes into your inbox, you can unsubscribe at any time if you decide, hey, this just isn't for me. And you can completely ignore it if it's just like, I don't have the time to, like, click on any of the stuff this week. Delete. It's okay. There will be another one. And if you got time then, great. You hope that amongst all of that information, amongst all those links, you find something that at the very least just makes you smile. Because if you find just one thing, if you just click on five of those things at random and one of those things makes you smile or makes your day better or, you find interesting, job done.
There you go. Are we done?
I think so.
You can not only find Patrick, his new project at Unrecorded. Is it Unrecorded or The Unrecorded?
Either will work. Okay, I've redirected The Unrecorded to Unrecorded.
Perfect. So unrecordedpodcast.com. Pat is also online in various places, .com, and at the @ of Patrick Rowan. That's PatrickRhone.
Yep.
I am iMike, iMyke. I record lots of podcasts every week.
Tons.
I put them out for you to listen to. There's
metric
this one.
Tons.
The rest are at 5x5.tv. It makes me feel terrible. But we'll do something with this show, I promise you.
Yes.
But I love this show so much that I am paying for and maintaining an entire website to host it and one other.
Sheepers. Yeah, we need to figure that out, and I don't know what to do there.
No.
I seriously don't.
Neither do I. But we will come to some sort of conclusion sooner rather than later. So thank you so much for listening to episode 222 of the Enough Podcast. We will be back next week, of course.
We will. And we'll chat later.
We will. Cheers.
Cheers.